Now, Mel Tuata Lucas is with us today from Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei, helping to lead Matariki Heringa Waka. And that's, for everyone, a major celebration, sharing the Māori New Year with communities across Tāmaki Makaurau. Hey, Mel, thanks so much for joining us on the program. It's Ngā Mihi.
Oh, kia ora, Dale.
Hey.
Kia ora. I thought I'd just correct you on that one. I'm actually from Ngāti Kahungunu, but I'm working closely with our iwi, iwi manaaki Ngāti Tamaoho this year, and have had the privilege of working alongside Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei as well. So e mihi ana ki a rātou katoa.
Okay. Well, are we right to say that you're helping up on the hill?
No. I'm not helping up on the hill. I'm helping with the Matariki Festival region-wide, actually. So I'm there to support what's happening up in on Ngāti Whātua Ōrākei, but they have their own team that's out there doing the magic and sharing their communications. What I'm here to talk about today is our Matariki Festival for Tāmaki Makaurau, the whole region.
Okay, righto. Now yeah. It's as clear as mud. Thanks for clarifying that. So the sister's from Kahungunu, okay. And she's supporting Tamoho, who I've got a soft spot
I
for,
am.
And of course up on the hill. So we'll talk 100%. Separately as well about the Matariki Hautapu ceremony, which is up on Takaparawhau, but we'll leave that separately. It's part of the wider focus on Matariki across the region. Hey, Mels, well, that's a big gig. What are some of the standout kaupapa that we can look forward to then during our period of acknowledging Matariki?
Well, I guess what we'll look at is the festival will actually commence from the 4th of July to the 19th of July. So we've got over 100 events happening right across Tāmaki Makaurau, whether you know you're interested in live performances, storytelling, kapahaka. But my favourite, you know, has always been, and as you mentioned before, is the hautapu. You know, our theme this year actually influenced by Ngāti Tamaoho, the iwi manaaki working alongside Auckland Council events, is Matariki Tuia Ngā Whetū, Tuia Ngā Tangata, Matariki Weaver of the Stars, Weaver of the People. And that's exactly what the festival is about, you know, bringing people together to celebrate the Māori New Year. So no matter where you are, I'm sure there's going to be a lot of hautapu being activated, but if you can get up to Takaparawhau to be a part of that national campaign, definitely go ahead, but make sure that you dress nice and warm because it is cold that early in the morning. However, it's such a beautiful experience and a memorable one at that.
I'm sure it will be too. It's such a glorious spot up on the hill as well. 100 events. I'm pleased you clarified that because that's even more reason to celebrate, isn't it? So we've got music and arts performances. Is there somewhere where we can see all of these things in one hit and, you know, choose as whānau which ones would be neat? You know, I'm really keen to involve our mokopuna, for instance, in acknowledging Matariki. And let's also pause, reflect that here we are just a few years down the track with 100 events in the Tāmaki Makaurau region. To acknowledge this beautiful period of the year. And it's not just Māori on the ride, eh? Lots of people are coming on for the ride. Yeah.
100%, you know, and it's very inclusive for everybody, whether you've experienced it or not. But one event that you mentioned, that you were asking about before, for like a full whānau event where you can get involved and all your tamariki can come along too, our Hui Ahu Day is happening at the Nathan Homestead this year on the 10th of July, so the public holiday. And we have workshops there, so if you want a little bit of a miri-miri as well, you can go along and get your miri-miri while your tamariki are having a play in the play zone. We've got performances happening there as well, kapahaka. And also we're wrapping up there, so like we've done the past 3 years, we've actually got 3 pau events happening within the festival, which are our anchors or our pillars, our special pau events that gets our communities to be able to wrap around them. So our starting one will be on the 4th of July, and that's the hautapu. And then we'll move to the Nathan Homestead on the 10th of July, and that's our Hui Ahure. And at that one there, we'll mention also that our wrap-up for the festival will happen back in the CBD at Te Korokoro Ki Waihorotu, which is an event right on the waterfront there. And that's probably our big band concert right at the end, where our tamariki can come along and our whānau can come along and you can get great kai and just really get amongst it. But I want to quickly mention as well, we're excited to mention a brand new event happening this year on the 10th of July also, and it's called Ngā Reo o Te Rangi, based at the Auckland Town Hall. And at this Matariki public holiday, it's a great opportunity for people to come along and listen to waiata, mātauranga Māori, kapahaka, storytelling featuring Professor Rangi Mātāmua as well, as Stan Walker, Troy Kingi and Macy Rika. So that might be a way to kind of start your day early at the Nathan Homestead and get your tamariki amongst it, and maybe head along to the concert in town that evening. So there's a few things out there that you can definitely get involved in, but I'd encourage everybody to go along to our website, which is live now, so you can go and plan your matariki excursions and adventures. That's at matarikifestival.org.nz. That way you can go and have a look for yourself.
Matarikifestival.org.nz. Cool. I'm sort of familiar with the Nathan Homestead because our mokos were at Kura at Mandarewa, still are.
Oh, yes.
And it's been under refurbishment for the last, well, it seems like a year.
It has.
Earthquake strengthening. So standing proud again and ready to rock and roll, eh, Mels?
Definitely getting ready to rock and roll. We're ready to come and experience that manaakitanga from the beautiful kaimahi there at Nathan Homestead as well. And obviously here to experience their new refurbishments. I've heard so many beautiful things about it, and so have our team. So we're looking forward to getting along there with our whānau as well. Hopefully we'll see you there.
Yeah, cool. It did have an art gallery. I suppose it still has. What other... we've mentioned a few different events. That Ngā Reo o Te Rangi, that's on the 10th of July, the Ahu Day at Nathan Homestead in Manurewa, if you're able to get along to them. What about other smaller, more intimate presentations, and how widely spread are they? We've spoken of Manurewa. Where are some other quirky spaces that you're coordinating into the 100 events acknowledging Matariki 26?
Well, I reside on Te Raki Pai Whenua, so I'm over on the North Shore, and there's one at the Rose Centre in Belmont there where you can experience the Sandman. So I'm not going to tell you too much about it, but I'll just plant that little seed there for you to go onto the website and have a look, because on the in Te Raki Pai Whenua, they're also doing this weekend, actually. It's a little bit before the festival begins, but they're coming together on the peninsula with their kura to celebrate Matariki as well on the Maunga over there. So if you can't get along to Takaparawhau or you can't get along to any other hotapu in your area, there will be activations on other Maunga across Tāmaki as well, which is why I want people to head along to the website so that you can start planning. There's a drop-down menu in there where you can look in your area so that you can find those more intimate kaupapa that are happening around you. But yeah, the Sandman one sounds like a good one too, which is at the Belmont the Rose Centre in Belmont in Te Raki Pai Whenua. So maybe get along to that. And I know with his one, he explains the voyage of, you know, navigation with the stars and the whakapapa of Matariki through creation and sand. So if you haven't experienced that before, it's pretty magical to watch him do his live demo. So I don't know if tickets are limited for that one as well, but yeah, definitely go and check it out.
Sandman, I'm interested. Hey, Mels, thank you. Firstly, my apologies for having my sort of cordial a little bit askew there. Obviously,
okay.
we support everything that is Matariki, because you know our country didn't even acknowledge it. And with the advocacy of people like Rangi and others, of course, starting to warm to this celebratory kaupapa, also a respectful farewell to those who have passed in the year gone, and obviously many beautiful names and people spring to mind there, but you know, new beginnings and all of that. And so I think our nation's been swept up by it. We need something midwinter to feel good about. And pleased that that yourself and our whānau from Tamoho, who are our hosts in the region, are helping to put it all together. I thank you for joining us. We're going to play Sandman. We don't normally, but we will because you've mentioned that.
Cool. No, I just think, you know, like you said before, you know, we're under that same kōrua I aroha, and we're all looking up to the same sky. So Matariki. Matariki is for all of us.
Sure is. Check out the website and Mel's Huata Lucas, our guest. I'll look forward to some more kōrero as we work through to Matariki 26. Thanks, Miles.